Lochnagar came from the west into the low country, and he courted Catherine Jaffrey and stole her heart away. Then there came one Amasdale down from the north country, and he has gained her father's heart and her mother's too. A bridal day it then was set, and the bridal day came on, and who appeared among the guests but Lochnagar himself? A glass was filled, a good red wine, well drunk between them twa. Said he, "I'll drink with you, bridegroom, and soon bound me awa. A few words with your bridesmaiden I hope you'll grant me then. I'm sure before her wedding day I would have gotten 10. Out then spoke the first groomsman, and an angry man was he. Says he, "I will keep my bonny bride until the sun got tea. Until the sun got tea," he said, "until the sun got tea. And deliver her over to her bridegroom, which is my duty to dee." But he's taken her by the middle jimp, and he never stopped to call. He's taken her by the milk-white hand and led her through the hall. He leaned him over his saddle bow, and he kissed her cheek and chin. And then he wished them all good night and heisted her in. He drew a trumpet from his breast, and he blew both loud and shrill. 100 well-armed men came Lochnagar until. 100 well-armed men with milk-white steeds and gray. 100 well-armed men upon his wedding day. Horsemen rode and bridesmen ran and ladies in full speed. But you would not have seen his yellow locks for the dust of his horse's feet. She turned in the saddle bow and addressed her late bridegroom. Says, "The compliments I got from you, I'll return them back again." So Catherine Jaffrey was married at morn, and she was married at noon. She was twice married in a day. She cast off her